This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown.
There's the theme for the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Hi, I'm Doug Steffen, along with Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, which you can find at talkers.com. Here to go through the charts, the list of the items this week, the second full week of December 2018, stories and people, big time stuff. I'm somewhat amused that Aquaman made it into the list of the big stories this week, Michael. And I don't know why. You've seen the trailer, I'm betting, for that movie, haven't you?
I caught a little bit of it. I'm not a big fan of superhero movies.
No, me either.
I really don't like them, and as a result, I sort of shut down. But, yeah, every time we have a superhero movie, they do make their way into conversation, and it's sort of symbolic of Hollywood and entertainment that is talked about on News Talk Radio. So the focus was on Aquaman this particular week. I still want to see Creed. I have never missed a Rocky movie, and they're really good in the theaters. I think Sylvester Stallone is a genius when it comes to the choreography of boxing.
Yeah, he's a genius, I think, when it comes to being able to tell stories.
Yeah,
in fact. Yeah, that's
amazing. He doesn't get the kind of credit artistically that he deserves. I mean, the first Rocky many years ago did win Picture of the Year, and it was compared to a movie that came many years before called Marty, a simple story about a simple man told in a story-like way. And then Rocky went on to become a cartoon character. But even the cartoon character Rockies were good, and then he did Rambo. You know, didn't mean to divert into Rocky movies when you're talking about Aquaman. But Hollywood today churns them out in a very, very commercial, superficial way. They don't have deep stories. They're just computer-generated graphics and simple stories. But they are entertaining to me for about 15 minutes. After that,
The superhero movies. But there are, under the circumstances, I think there's some really good stories around. If you haven't seen that movie Green Book yet with Viggo Mortensen and Maharishi Ali or whatever, I never can pronounce his first name, but it is a very good story. It's a very, very good movie. There are a lot of, I've seen some actually pretty good story movies around lately. You know, I love to go to the movies as well, and in this circumstance, some of this stuff, I won't go to the superhero, unless it's, I guess I shouldn't say I won't go at all. There are very few. I think I saw the first Spider-Man movie and a couple of other ones from that genre, but you're right, it's all nonsense. It's all the same stuff. It's all these big Transformers. I mean, what kind of a story is that? They all kill and bam up each other and knock buildings down.
They were meant to be in cartoons and comic books.
Yeah.
Comic books is an art form. I'll tell you, much of my worldview was enhanced and created by reading comic books as a kid. I learned an awful lot. I was a big fan of Superman and the DC comics and Batman and Wonder Woman, Superboy. And, you know, I love that whole line of comics back in the 60s. Learned a lot of science from them, too. And they're wonderful storytelling. But, they did do a lot of good science. But, hey, you know, to each his own. I don't like to knock it. The entertainment is entertainment. And if people like it, you know, so be it. I'm blanking on the name of the movie about the mythical African nation, the black superhero.
Black Panther.
Movie is being considered, you know, for Academy Award consideration, and I haven't seen it yet. It's on Netflix. I'm going to check it out. I hear that that's
quite a
cut above.
Movie. Yeah.
Did you see it?
Quite a good movie. Yes, I did.
Uh-huh.
I thought it was quite a good movie, frankly. I really enjoyed it in the sense that I don't like the hacker. I don't like the back to Gerard, what's his face, when he was in the 300, that kind of movie, I think, is so dark. And Brad Pitt, when he was in the Gladiator movies, Russell Crowe killing and slicing and chopping.
Well, are you talking about computer-generated graphics?
Well, there is a lot of that in all of those.
Yeah, that can be the early stages of computer-generated graphics, CGI, or however they call it, whatever it's called. It's coming into its own through the work of a fellow by the name of Andy Serkis. I don't know, S-E-R-K-I-S, not, and Andy Serkis is a genius and probably will go down in history 50 years from now, 100 years from now, as one of the most important figures in the transformation of motion pictures to the next level, which is computer technology. Andy Serkis is the guy who played Caesar the Ape in the Planet of the Apes movies. He was the one who played that horrible creature in Lord of the Rings, oh, precious Golem or whatever his name was. He's been he played King Kong in a recent one of that. This guy has perfected the technique of turning animated figures, computer-generated figures, into representations of the actors who play them, and they actually have souls, and they actually have life in them. You can see the person playing the part. Mm-hmm. This is going to go way beyond animals. He's in Mowgli, which is on Netflix right now. He plays the part of Baloo the Bear. It's a fabulous, fabulous version of The Jungle Book. It's on Netflix. Check it out, Mowgli. If nothing else, just for the technology. And the story is deeply emotional. But the day is going to come, and I'll be quick about this, when actors can play any role without being limited to age discrimination or their looks. Because the computer enhancement will be able to turn anybody into anybody else, and that all you'll need to be an actor will be to have the ability to have the passion and deliver the lines and the expression that that character would have. It's going to be a whole new level of movie making.
Will we lose the acting, actors and...
For a while, people will say it's not real, but after a while, what's going to happen is the current way that what we consider the standard method of acting to be quaint. Back in the days before they enhanced the people's looks and you actually had to be a beautiful woman to play a beautiful woman, you actually had to look like Winston Churchill to play Winston Churchill. Now, anybody could play Winston Churchill if they know how to capture the spirit of Winston Churchill, because they'll be able to recreate anything. You won't even be able to tell that it's computer generated.
And it'll look like Winston Churchill.
Right.
It won't be his voice, but it'll be... him, his likeness, his image. Yeah, okay, I get that. So here we are. Listen, we got started here, and we haven't even gone through the list of stories and the people. But Aquaman is number 9. I'll give you that much on the story list. That's what got me started with Michael in a great conversation, which is what we're all about here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen, let me help you, and then when we come back, we'll go through the list.
You got it.
Let me help you lose some weight. Weight loss. Calitrin is America's number 1 choice for healthy weight loss, and there's more to it than that. I was looking at this fellow, Greg, lives in Texas, who sent in a note when he heard me talking about Calitrin, listens down in Brownsville. Calitrin saved my life by helping me lose 100 pounds. This is not one of those drastic diets. They have all kinds of resources that you can use. There's a special right now using the DJV code. So when you go to Calitrin, well, actually you have to go to toploss.com because that's where you can't go to a store, you can't order online, any other place except toploss.com. You'll get a special deal for Christmas time, up to 50% off some of the Calitrin products. You want to lose weight, you want to get natural energy back, you want to have better joint support. All those come about as a result of the use of Calitrin because the number one ingredient is collagen, which is what the protein in your body is that will help you develop muscle, get rid of the fat, burn it off, lose the weight. Pretty practical, pretty simple, pretty straightforward, all natural, and always works. Online, go to toploss.com for their special deal. Use the code DJV and get some Christmas specials, plus a free bottle when you buy 3. Be sure to check the box for DJV when you go to toploss.com to order America's number 1 choice for weight loss. The product is called Calitrin.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, safe, natural. So let's talk about the other benefits of using Calitrin besides just losing the weight.
Our website's really informative, and it goes into detail about how it helps with those side benefits. You know, I've heard people say that it's great for digestion, you know, acid reflux. That collagen protein, it is a healing supplement. Your body is going to use it where it needs it the most. You know, we also like to tell customers, too, when you're talking about for the weight loss, this is not lose 10 pounds in 10 days. But when you're talking about losing the weight the right way, which even doctors will tell you, 1 to 2 pounds a week, that's healthy weight loss where you can maintain it, where you can keep it off even after you get off this product. That's what you're looking for with Calitrin. You know, this is healthy weight loss.
Available at toploss.com. 10% off. If you use the DJB code, plus if you're buying more than 3 bottles, you get the fourth one free. Toploss.com using the code DJV. Talk Radio Countdown Show, Doug Steffen, Michael Harrison. Okay, Michael, let's go through the stories, the list, the top 10, and the people as well, shall we?
Okay, at number 10, we have the National Football League and the National Basketball Association action. Number 9, the aforementioned Aquaman film. At number 8, the riots in France and the Strasbourg terror attack. At number 7, the brouhaha over Brexit. At number 6, Time's Person of the Year. At number 5, we have the Google CEO testimony. At number 4, financial markets activity. At number 3, those migrants at the U.S. border. At number 2, border wall negotiations and the government shutdown threat, that little reality show that took place in the Oval Office. And at number 1, the Trump-Russia investigation and the sentencing of Michael Cohen. On our people survey, at number 10, we have Vladimir Putin. Theresa May at number 9. At number 8, Jamal Khashoggi. Sundar Pichai at number 7. He's the CEO of Google, a powerful guy. Number 6, Chuck Schumer. Number 5, Nancy Pelosi, back on the stage and doing pretty well. Maria Butina at number 4, Michael Cohen at 3, Robert Mueller at 2, and Donald Trump at 1. There's a snapshot of the week of December 10th through the 14th on News Talk Radio in the year of 2018.
This week I've compared Nancy Pelosi to Theresa May, in terms of them making a deal. Okay, you can vote for me, and I'll leave after you vote for me. Just one more time. Just give me one more chance, and then I guarantee I'll go. That's how Pelosi gets her votes the first of the year. That's how Theresa May made it through her challenge. Is that a good word for it this week?
Yeah, well, a vote of confidence or no confidence is a European way of having a special election. It's a recall.
Yeah, right.
Do that here exactly the way they do it.
I wish we did. Don't you wish we...
Well, that would mean we'd have to have a parliamentary government, and Nancy Pelosi would now be the president of the United States.
Oh!
Because the head of the party... would become the head of the House would become the Prime Minister.
Look at the age of all the people who are running the political and running for president. All of these people, I don't know. I'm not trying to be an ageist, but it is an issue, I think, for a lot of people in getting folks to participate. It would be nice if we had a few younger faces around instead of some of the old fossils that are still there. That's my point. 21 after the hour on the countdown.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Move on now into the continuing conversation about what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. The energy of Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, been at it for a good long time. The expertise that he has shared by nobody in the business. The News Talk business is the number one radio format, even though this time of year there's a challenge, I suppose, from some of the AC music stations because of Christmas music, that sort of thing. Do you?
I love Christmas music, but I only like about 300 of them, not 1,000 of them.
I know. Do you ever sing along in your car with Christmas songs? Do you ever?
I sing along in my car with everything.
Do you?
Oh God, yes. Not only do that, I have fantasies. My secret desire is to be a rock star, and I've performed all over the world with great voices coming out of me. I'm a member of the Beatles. I was a member of the Clark Six. I was a member of Peter, Paul, Mary, and Michael.
Yeah.
Wow. The Mormon Tabernacle Choir featuring Michael Harrison.
Michael Harrison.
American Idol was in my brain when I was five.
Mm-hmm.
Competitions. I have this whole world of music as a soundtrack for little videos in my head.
See, Kara and the other ladies who are on the DJV show with me make fun of me because I sing along with some of the music. You know, music is a very important part of our lives.
That's because they're stodgy. They're just stodgy. Yeah, well, they're stodgy old people stuck in young bodies.
In young bodies. Yeah.
Yes,
I know, that's a good
point. You and I are young people stuck in old bodies.
Old bodies. that's the problem.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yep, that's what it is.
I mean, folks listening to this, this guy, I think Doug has recently turned 92, and you would never think he's a day over 85. No, but you do have amazing energy for a person of any age. I don't know how you do it.
Life. I'm busy every day. It is a busy function of organization. How do we get this done, that done? Something else comes up, and it kind of throws a monkey wrench into some of the other things that you have lined up. I've always been like that, and I think I will always be that way until I slump over the microphone or fall off the tractor or whatever it is. I just think that I don't give up and don't give in.
Well, you'll fall off the tractor when you're 102.
That's okay.
And that'll be fine.
Yeah, be fine. So I was going to go back for a second. Something is not on the countdown, but something that is, because both of us have our roots in radio in music. The class of 2019 for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame has been introduced, or at least announced. And I'm looking at some of those, and I wonder if you saw the list.
I did not look at the list. I always go, the Hall of Fame. So well, tell me about it.
Well, under the circumstances, some of the, like the Zombies, got nominated. And I was trying to think what other songs, other than the Time of the Season, I'm trying to think of what else the Zombies had that it's good to have them in. Because they were iconic.
Well, they're running out of people. The problem with rock and roll is it had never replenished itself. Today's music is not rock and roll. Today's music is a very different synthesized type of...
It's like
wrong
the movies you were just talking about. It's exactly the same. Yeah. That analogy, the movies and the way they're being produced, you just spent a long time explaining how the movies are being made and will be made. Music is exactly the same.
Yeah, even worse.
Yeah, maybe worse.
Even worse. Yeah. So, So the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, to continue, they have to keep going back and give membership in it or inducteeship in it to people that really were, marginal.
The requirement is they had to be in around 25 years or something.
Yeah.
Most of the people on the list are bogus. I'm just happy. It took a long time for the Moody Blues to get in last year. Now that they're in, you can forget about the rest of them. As far as I'm concerned, let's hear it for the Moody Blues, ladies and gentlemen, on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
DHS head Christian Nielsen tells Fox News the 7-year-old Guatemalan girl who died of dehydration and shock last week at the U.S. border while in custody by the Border Patrol is heart-wrenching, but it points out the dangers of crossing the border illegally.
We give immediate care. We'll continue to look into the situation, but again, I cannot stress how dangerous this journey is when migrants choose to come here illegally.
The girl was flown to a hospital in El Paso, where she suffered cardiac arrest and died. She was part of a group of around 160 illegal aliens who crossed the border illegally. Wall Street ended the week on a sour note as the S&P 500 falls to its lowest close since April, and it's now down 3% for the year. The S&P 500 index fell 50 points, the Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 496 points, or 2%, and the NASDAQ Composite skidded 159 points, or 2.3%. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaruth, the conservative warrior. My show, War Now, airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 Eastern, 3 to 6 Pacific. I'm also the star of the Wayne Alaruth Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. And I'm a number one best-selling author of conservative books. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was the opening speaker at many Trump for President events. I addressed over 40,000 patriots at the biggest Tea Party in the history of America. Sarah Palin and I addressed over 20,000 at the biggest Tea Party rally in the history of Nevada. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events all over this great country. And I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me now to arrange for a Wayne Alaruth keynote speech or master of ceremonies at your GOP event, fundraiser, banquet, campaign rally, or college GOP event with me as your keynote speaker. It'll be the biggest hit ever. Just call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This week in talk radio, the talk radio top 10, that's where we have the top 10 topics, if you will, of the week. What you feel about it is the, as we underscore our own conversation about some of these things, how do you feel, really? The whole story, there are a lot of things that go into making up this list. Michael and his staff at Talkers Magazine, Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher at Talkers, work at listening to talk radio programs, checking out the stations, and so that's where we come up with this top 10 list. So, and we try to pull apart some of the things that are on the list every week in terms of, you know, what do we really want you to know? Well, it's not up to us. This is your list because you're the people that are listening to these radio programs. I find it very interesting, all of the focus on the migrants at the border. Number three this week is a situation. I was gone last week and did the program. I was in a country that needs workers desperately. They do not have enough people to do the work that the country requires. And that's the case with a lot of countries in South America where I was. So I'm wondering to myself, even though the pay isn't as great, there's more stability, there's more availability of jobs in Peru, in Bolivia, in Colombia, in Argentina, in Chile. So instead of people marching to the north, wouldn't you have thought they would march to the south? Because it's very obvious that there is opportunity. Some of these countries are pretty poor. The average electrician, plumber makes about $900 a month down in Peru. But they don't have anywhere near enough of them. So these people that are making nothing, what's their chances of making something coming to America? It's a pig and a poke, whereas down there. I mean, I just don't understand how this all works politically, Michael. It amazes me that these many people who have gone to the border have not been stopped by the Mexican government, by any... I don't even get... This is like a mob. Just a mob. All right, we're going to go and we're going to storm the borders. And all it does is play into Trump's hand as to what has to be done to protect America. And one wonders, the conspiratorialist in me, the Alex Jones in me, wants to wonder out loud, well, maybe this was set up by some of the people who want to make Trump look good. What do you think?
I think that I think you touched on a little bit of truth, and the rest of it I don't necessarily agree with. I don't think there's any conspiracy involved in this. I think that Western Hemisphere politics is very complicated, and as to why people don't go south, I guess you're assuming we're talking Mexico and Central America.
Send them to South America. Yeah.
Has to do with the government, has to do with real opportunity. Just because they can't get workers, maybe they can't get workers because they don't have money. Maybe there's no way to make a living there. Maybe their immigration policies are not flexible. There's a lot of reasons. All I could say to your speech that you just made is that
I'm running for election.
That the answer to the immigration policy is not necessarily force, and it's certainly not necessarily shutting our borders down. It has to do with long range relationships with other countries from which these immigrants are coming, that we create mutual business connections, relationships, and support so that people don't want to leave them the way they do. That's not easily done, but that's the only long-range solution. I don't believe necessarily walls or guns versus rocks.
Nah.
And I don't consider those people a mob. I think that those people are brave people who are desperate and trying to make a better life for themselves. They're very brave, and they're organized in terms of the natural order of things. They're electing their own leaders on their way. They're planning their routes. I think the depiction of these people as terrorists and storming and invading our borders is created by political interests in this country, exploiting xenophobia and people's fear of others who are different. So I think this is just a mess. And I think that the solution lies in goodwill and good planning and a lot of work.
Mm-hmm. So is there goodwill?
No. There's goodwill in the human spirit. There are good people in this country, but no. There's not goodwill. When you see people becoming angry at immigrants and people wanting to throw people out and people demonizing the political opposition and politicians playing to the fears of the population, we see this in Europe, we see that here, some of which is valid, but not on the level that it's being presented. No, that's not goodwill at all.
All right, let's move into a couple of other areas here. The running of the government, Cohen gets sentenced. There's a lot of focus on the hubbub in Trump's offices. I see that, I don't know if this is true or not, a lot of the first choices for the new chief of staff have said no. Apparently the president is considering his son-in-law to be, what kind of, that'll be a field day for some of these people who want to take the president apart from limb to limb. Anyway, is there any chance that will happen, do you think?
Anything could happen with this president. Come on,
yeah,
you know?
Right.
Anything could happen.
What do you think, then, is the most significant thing that's happened to the president this week? We should probably do that as part of our conversation. All right, Michael Harrison opines on the most important thing that happened this week to the president. When you look around at all of our talk radio brethren and the people on TV that are doing this, it certainly is their number one gig.
You're asking me what the most important thing that happened to him this week is?
Yeah, or the most important.
The scales tilted to him becoming exposed for what he is as a person. That has nothing to do with his policies. The scales have tilted.
You think that's good? That's news? You don't think people know what kind of a person he is, really?
No, I think a lot of people are very, 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 very blind to that because they see him as the messenger of their particular political interests.
Mm-hmm.
However, the question is at what price? And I think that I am very, look, I am neither a Trump lover nor a Trump hater. I think some of the things that Trump has done had to be done. I think that Trump is a symptom of the feelings of many people, and I don't mean symptom negatively. I don't think he started it. I think he's the result of it. I think that some of his policies are, in fact, something this country should do. But I've never been in love with the guy.
You've been with him. You kind of got a kick out of being with him.
Well, right. Yeah, I've been with a lot of scoundrels in my life. I give awards to scoundrels. What are you kidding me?
That's right.
Scoundrels? Yeah. I have no problem being with scoundrels.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think the presidency of the United States, just like somebody who might be Pope or somebody who is some type of a leader of humanity, has to be of a high moral standard. And I think the president has to be unifying and not divisive. Mm-hmm. So there are things about Trump that it's like, what a terrible situation that the right guy is the wrong guy. And to focus my point here, because this is tough stuff to talk about, I feel bad for people who've attached their entire egos and their entire reputations with their families and their friends on being completely sold on Trump, where they actually love the guy and are blind to the downside to his presidency.
Is that Sean?
Do you think? Nah, Sean, I'm not. I'm talking about the guy, the everyday person at the Thanksgiving table. Sean is doing very well. As
right.
a performer.
Yeah,
and,
right.
Exactly. And Sean is one of my best friends. I have nothing bad to say about Sean Hannity. Yeah. Don't necessarily
no,
agree
I
with
don't
everything
either.
He says,
I love
but
the
I don't
guy.
Agree with everything yeah. you say on this program and look at yeah. our relationship. I don't
right.
agree with almost everything I hear. But that's not the point. I don't think anybody is as terrible as people think they are. Mm. I don't think Nancy Pelosi is terrible, and I don't think Donald Trump is the devil. I think that the road to getting out of this hole that we're in lies in coming back to the understanding that this demonization of the other side is what's causing the problem. The conservatives are not so terrible, and the liberals are not so terrible. This is the natural course of things, a left and a right, a social program versus individual rights. This is what it's all about. When you start demonizing the other side, then you get into hatred, then you get into no compromise, then you get into radical remedies for problems that are not that terrible. And you lose sight of the truth. And you only care about winning as opposed to making things better.
Mm-hmm. All right, well said. Nicely put. All right, continuing, we'll dig out a couple of more things that are important here. As a matter of fact, I want to get to what we have on the MH interview coming up, 44 past the hour. Right now, it's time for me to remind you about sending the holiday gift. Michael, listen to this. If you haven't heard this spot, this is amazing. This is how talk radio, especially when we can actually have a conversation about what we're promoting. Omaha Steaks, if you're a steak lover, or you like meat, this is for you. Omaha Steaks has a holiday deal that is the best thing. When I saw this, when they came to me about a month ago and said, we want you to do this for Christmas time, I looked at it and I thought, not at first. And then I started talking to some of the people at the agency about it, and I thought, wow, this is really a fabulous deal. You can get $199 worth of products, steaks, chops, burgers, sausages, meatballs, you name it, from Omaha Steaks, the things that they are world famous for. You can get $199 worth of stuff for $49.99 by using the code DJV in the search bar in time for Christmas. So through this weekend, those of you who hear this conversation, you hear this spot, you hear this offer from Omaha Steaks, omahasteaks.com, promo code DJV. Talk Radio Countdown Show, the charts for the week of December 10th to the 14th. I'm Doug Steffen. Let's overview the top 10 stories, shall we? At number 10, the usual sports talk radio action. It's going on with the NFL, the NBA, that sort of thing. Off-season deals for baseball Good stuff. Number nine, the buzz on the Aquaman film and some of the other movies that are coming out for the Christmas season. Number eight, what's going on in France? Economy, terrorist attacks, that sort of thing. Number seven, closely tied to it, Brexit and Theresa May's problems. Number six, the naming of Time's person or persons of the year. Number five, the CEO of Google and his testimony. Financial markets, what's going on in your wallet with the economy? Number four. Number three, the migrants at the border. Number two, government shutdown talk. And number one, Mr. Cohen gets sentenced.
This report is brought to you by Facebook Marketplace. The holidays are upon us, and while it may be the most wonderful time of the year, between decorating, finding the perfect presents, and setting the dinner table, it can also be the most expensive. But with Facebook Marketplace, you can earn extra money and find the best deals right in your neighborhood. More than 1 in 3 people on Facebook in the U.S. use Marketplace every month, making it easy to buy and sell items. Last-minute shoppers can find one-of-a-kind gifts in their local area. Bonus, no shipping required. Robin Moreno is a lifestyle expert, author, and blogger.
You can also earn extra money by selling items you no longer need. Just snap a few photos of your item, write a brief description, and name your price.
This holiday season, Marketplace is a one-stop shop to get your shopping done. For more information, visit facebook.com/marketplace. That's facebook.com/marketplace.
Doug Steffen here. I'm a firm believer that when you're healthy, you're happy. And that's why I use CBD oil from Ancient Life Oil. It's a natural remedy made with nothing but the purest ingredients blended in coconut oil. And I'm telling you, it's the home run hitter for health right now. I couldn't believe at first, but now I see why all the rage. The benefits are truly infinite. For me, it's the ultimate pain reliever. And now my go-to product for headaches as well. Ancient Life Oil is a non-psychoactive, legal in all 50 states, basically giving you all the benefits without the high. Just look up CBD oil benefits and find out why thousands of people are making CBD oil a part of their daily routine. You'll be certainly happy you did that. Ready to live your life to the best, to the fullest? Then AncientLifeOil.com is your trusted source for CBD oil. That's AncientLifeOil.com, AncientLifeOil.com. On the people list, sometimes we don't have a chance to actually make the formal list as prominent in our discussions on these programs as maybe I would like, maybe you'd like. So here's the official list, top 10 list of people according to the research done by Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. At number 10, Mr. Pukin Putin, Bad Vlad. Theresa May is in the number 9 position. Jamal Khashoggi still in the top 10 list at number 8. Sundar Pichai from Google, number 7. Chuck Schumer at 6. Nancy Pelosi at 5. One more term, that's it. Maria Butina at 4. Michael Cohen in the 3rd position. Robert Mueller in the 2nd position. I don't know, that's probably interchangeable. Mueller and Cohen, 2, 3, 3, 2. No mistaking the number 1 focus, though. Number 1 this week, and pretty much that's the way it is consistently, President Donald Trump is on the top of the people list at Talkers Magazine and the staff and management there. All right, one of the things that you can find and access at Talkers.com is the Michael Harrison interview. Every week he does a podcast, and this week, who are you chatting with?
Hugo Gurdon, the executive editor of the Washington Examiner, and we talk about changes in journalism, print, and the turmoil in the American conservative movement in terms of the impact of Donald Trump upon conservatives. So it's a really...
Give us a little... What does he say? Is he predictable? Washington Examiner is right-leaning, is it not?
Oh, definitely. Definitely right-leaning, but not partisan. Not
Washington Times. Is Washington Times still around?
Washington Times is still around, but it's been usurped to a certain degree by the Washington Examiner.
It has, okay.
To a certain degree. I'm not saying they're out of the game, not at all.
Yeah, right.
And
how is this guy different than your friends at Newsmax or any of these other groups?
This guy's more of a journalist. He's a real journalist. He's a real journalist. Not that the people at Newsmax aren't, but this guy is a journalist. Yeah. There's different degrees of journalism in today's multimedia.
So how does he play? I don't want to get too much into it, but I'm intrigued. I want to listen to this. because I want to hear how somebody who's a real journalist deals with the pejorative of being right or left, because that's the antithesis. Real journalism isn't right or left, is it?
Oh, yes. All real journalism has to do is be honest and have good intentions. It can't be deceptive. It can't be seeking victory at the expense of truth. But there are truths within the left and the right. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's a complicated question you're asking me with 10 seconds left. So, thanks.
You're welcome, my pal Michael. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Check it out at talkers.com with the MH Interview at mhinterview.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now it's time for our weekly visit from Stephen J.J. Wiseman, lawyer, college professor of law, as you might expect anyway. And one of the things that's most intriguing about Stephen, I'm not sure I highlight this enough, his expertise when it comes to the legal side of you being scammed and the problems that you have with identity theft. I was looking at that whole business with the Google CEO. What's his name? Pichai, I think. Is that how you pronounce it? Something close.
Yeah, I'm not even sure myself.
And what goes on in China and what goes on back over here and how easily duped we are. And then some of the things that have come out, like while I was gone, 500 million people who have done business with Marriott have they had their whatever information on them was in the Marriott system, it got hacked.
Yeah,
so
that one may not actually be. It's one of the rare instances where I may actually say it isn't as bad as you think. And
oh, really?
It was the but it does highlight greater problems. It was in the Starwood hotels. Marriott took over Starwood maybe about a year or so ago, and this was hotels like Sheraton and the W. And what was fascinating to me was this particular data breach had been going on since 2014 and just found out now. One of the reasons that was a shock, that when you steal people's credit cards and identity information, you use it. Well, criminals do. at the moment, the best intelligence that we have is that this was another intelligence gathering action by the Chinese government, much like the attack on the Office of Management and Budget. The individuals there, they're not the real targets. It's gathering information, much information that the Chinese government can use for intelligence purposes. So that's not to minimize data breaches, because the data breaches like at Equifax and others can be extremely, extremely troublesome for people. Mm-hmm. But the Marriott one, probably not so much.
All right, let's go one step further with that, Michael. Number five this week, Stephen, five this week is the testimony of this guy, Pichai, and how Google, people are saying it's too big. Now they're getting ready to go into China. That's a big market for them. We don't trust the Chinese. The Chinese are trying to, I don't know who's trying to do, who's zooming who here. But you got to wonder what all of this information, there's so much of it, does in the wrong hands. And are these people culpable? Is Google, I mean, who remembers, you and I remember what life was like before Google, but half the population doesn't. It's Google is like a fact of life.
Yeah, absolutely not. Yeah, this is a huge problem. I mean, and it cannot be overemphasized, because it is not just a matter of privacy. And privacy itself is important. However, the information that can be gathered can be manipulated. Little bits of metadata can be used for espionage. It can be used to trick people as far as public opinions and persuade them. It can be used for all kinds of really improper purposes, and the technology has far outstripped the law, particularly in the United States. You know, Europe just recently enacted some pretty good restrictions on data laws, but here in the United States, we look at Google, and it isn't just that Google is too big. It's a matter of they're unreined. We don't have laws. We depend upon them to do the right thing, and the right thing for them just means make a bigger profit.
Right.
So, we're in trouble.
Make more money! Not that that's bad, but come on, do it with some kind of focus on what's good.
And protecting the consumer.
Yeah. Number one this week is the Cohen sentencing. I'm interested in your perspective on this. He wants to throw Trump under the bus. Okay, that's fine. But does he really, shouldn't he just pay the fine? Why do they send guys like this to jail? What good does it do?
You know, it's a matter of, it's an interesting thing to point out, because we jail more of our population than just about every other country in the world. Yeah. However, I think sometimes we do need to show that white-collar criminals do get sentenced. It seemed like a reasonable sentence to him. He didn't get the entire thing thrown at him, so in balance looks okay.
You know, that reminds me quickly the story from a Texas college where a judge just slapped a rapist member of a fraternity on the wrist, and now but the students at the university say, we don't want this guy back, so they're not letting the guy come back to school.
I love
He's
it.
Out. Yeah.
Yep.
Well, I mean, there's more than one way to penalize people for their misdeeds, that's for sure. Stephen, J.J. Wiseman here, our legal authority on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. It's 59 past the hour.
Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.